From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Iraq Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has formally rejected a bid from Turkey to participate in the military push to retake the northern Iraqi city of Mosul from Islamic State extremists. Al-Abadi spoke in Baghdad after unscheduled talks with visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, who has sought to ease rising tensions between Turkey's Sunni leadership and al-Abadi's Shiite government. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan is demanding a role in the Mosul battle, warning that Turkish troops already positioned in northern Iraq would not take orders from the Shiite government in Baghdad. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is pledging to cut taxes for middle-class Americans, and he offered new immigration reform proposals on his to-do list. The first 100 days in office, should he win the presidency in next month's election. Speaking to supporters in the key battleground state of Pennsylvania, Trump on Saturday also commented on the nearly dozen women accusing him of sexual assault.
The events never happened. Never. All of these liars will be sued after the election is over.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her running mate, Vice President Joe candidate Tim Kaine, also campaigned in Pennsylvania on Saturday. Political surveys and public opinion polls continue to show Trump trailing Clinton both nationwide and almost all key battleground states. The United Nations and officials from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons say the Syrian government is responsible for a third chemical attack that affected a region already torn by war. The group's fourth report, during a 13-month investigation sent to the UN Security Council late Friday, shows there is sufficient evidence to confirm the government's role in the March attack. This is VOA News. Fighting in Yemen, with the government forces and their Saudi-led allies battling Houthi rebels backed by Iran, raged from Friday into Saturday on the Saudi-Yemen border, despite a 72-hour ceasefire set to end late Saturday. Witnesses reported Saudi-led coalition airstrikes on Houthi missile launchers east of the capital, Sana'a. All parties had agreed to honor the United Nations-backed truce set to end at midnight as a means to allow critically needed supplies to reach civilians cut off from outside help. Somali pirates Saturday released 26 sailors who were captured during a ship hijacking nearly 5 years ago, bringing to an end one of the longest-running hostage-taking cases in the country. Sources close to the pirates told a VOA reporter in the region that hostages were released after their captors were paid a $2 million ransom, a claim repeated by one pirate in an interview with a local media outlet. The crew consisted of members from Cambodia, China, Indonesia, Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayd Raad al-Hussein says the siege and bombardment of Syria's northern city of eastern Aleppo constitutes crimes of historic proportions. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports.
High Commissioner Zayd says well over 300,000 Syrians have been killed and countless others wounded and traumatized in the course of more than 5 years of civil war. Without mentioning Russia by name, the High Commissioner blames the indiscriminate airstrikes across the eastern rebel-held part of Aleppo by government forces and their allies. The chair of the International Commission of Inquiry on Syria, Paolo Sergio Pinheiro, agrees.
Perpetrators of war crimes and crimes against humanity will only cease to violate the laws of war when it is clear that they will be held to account.
Pinheiro says members of the investigative commission will continue to document war crimes in Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A U.S. Navy warship has passed through waters claimed by China near disputed islands in the South China Sea to counter what Washington says is Beijing's attempt to limit freedom of navigation. A Defense Department spokesperson said the destroyer, USS Decatur, passed near the Paracel Islands in a routine, lawful manner Friday, challenging China's excessive maritime claims. For details on much more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.